So like concert.
No, I haven't.
Action Bronson.
No, I haven't.
Action Bronson will call a wild card at any
moment. I love Action Bronson.
He will just call a wild card and start singing something else, right? Yeah. That's how I know they're not auto-tuned, right?
Yeah.
That's, but it still sounds good, right? You can still bump to it, right? Where it's like, if I'm going to a concert, I'm hearing the same thing I'll hear on, you know, Juju Milk Radio.
Yo, it's DJ Juju mixing milk. Oh my god. Okay. Yo, are you cool? What do you say, Juju Milk? I should change it to Juju Milk. I like that, Juju Milk.
For me, if I'm going to concert, I'm going for the full experience. Like, I want to listen to the best shit possible. If he's gonna throw a little auto-tune in there, I'm okay with that.
It's cursed. I want to hear some new stuff. I want to hear what they actually sound like.
All right, yo, guys, give me your final comments of the night. I'm gonna play this this PSA service now.
DJ Juju Milk, cooking it up. No, I'm sorry. DJ Juju Mixing Milk. Why are you lactose intolerant? Don't forget
it. No, I love milk. That's the thing, you know. Right. And it's like mix. I mix and I'm like
boy
milk.
Ead. Ead and Roman.
Yeah.
Biggest milk drinkers. They go through gallons. Nah,
Whole milk. Whole milk.
Wait. Let Ramos have his final say.
No, whole milk only. That's all I gotta say.
Whole milk only, boys and gals, and everything in between.
Yo, watch out for the Tusk Men's Rugby Spring Fling tank top. It's all about milk on there.
Really?
It's really interesting, yeah. All right, so with that, thank you very much for listening. It's 11:59 again. DJ Juju mixing milk. Our next person is coming in right now, and we're going to play you a PSA real quick.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Here we go. Getting these things on.
Am
here
I
we
on?
Go.
Ooh.
Am I in?
Ooh.
Yeah, everyone's there on. We
go. All right, everyone put on your radio voice because you got to sound cool.
Yeah.
You got to give them those dulcet tones.
Sorry, but we'll let you introduce
okay,
the show.
Okay, welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is a Small Cactus Radio Hour, the first hour you'll be listening to on a Friday.
Happy Friday.
We've got, as you can hear, we've got guests.
You just missed Lesbian Day.
No, I said that I'm legally extending it by an hour.
Oh, okay, cool. Ooh, cool.
Yeah.
So welcome to the last hour of Lesbian
all you listeners, yeah.
Yeah, it's the, yeah, it's the yeah. hour before somewhere.
It's always Lesbian Day somewhere.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just every day.
Yeah, I like that. Every day is Lesbian Day at WMFO.
At least at the programming department, and maybe just me.
Right. So we were going to introduce ourselves, though, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, this is DJ Remedy. I haven't been on the air for a semester, but I'm back.
This is DJ Pending, and I am on the air at 3 a.m. tonight, as I am every Friday morning.
I'm just David.
Welcome, just David.
David has called into WMFO before.
I have, and you have.
Twice. I did. I'm not supposed to do that. I was trying to answer your call, but it was my first day. I pressed all the wrong 8 buttons, and, well, we got through eventually.
Yeah, the air's really cool. When the music started, out my
ear. Yeah, someone turned up David's headphones way too high, and
yeah.
He was. I thought we lost him.
Yeah,
it was a turbulent time for us all, but I'm glad that we've come through onto the other side.
Me
yeah,
too.
I was almost scared that you just wouldn't pull through.
Can we have like a minute of silence just to reflect?
We really can't. Can we?
I don't think we can.
I don't think we can. I think they get mad at us if we're silent. But I'm always pushing the envelope, you know.
Are you? If I did quality control on you, would I?
Well, it's experimental. It's the like sort of next sound, which is to say none.
Let's just say. Let's just say there's no quality to be controlled.
Ooh,
when you're listening
right.
to
hey.
Probably birds, the only radio show that might be about birds.
I still love this.
This is my subtle plug for my show.
Hey, stay up exactly 2 more hours.
Yeah, exactly. That should be doable for most people.
My nose 3, isn't it? It's 3.
3 a.m., yeah.
Starts at 3. I thought
yeah, so it. There's 3 more hours. That's it. How many people do we got listening to us, DJ Tolstoy?
Let's see. Let's check.
We've just finished the survey. Things
let's
look
check
great
Shoutcast.
Here.
I just had to
Shoutcast.
Change it.
We got
9.
Whoa.
We got 9. Up from 6.
Wow.
Whoa.
All right. So.
Oh, Frab just day. Kalu Kaleng.
Hey.
Frab just day.
Whoa.
So to all 9 of you listening right now, if you are not listening at 3 a.m., I mean, let's just say, I mean, it's, can I say the H-E double hockey sticks word? We've talked about this before.
I don't know. Let's not. Oh, let's.
Okay, fine.
DJ Pending will find you, and he will ask you nicely to listen to his
yep.
show.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to threaten them if it's a nice threat, right?
He will find you, and he will bake you a pizza pie.
Oh, yeah. Right, you yeah. better like pizza, because there's going to be sauce everywhere.
Like, wait, like, would you settle for, like, garlic oil or, wait, like, pesto sauce?
Garlic
or?
Oil is not sufficient sauce for a pizza.
How about Alfredo?
No, oh, what? So you got a crust with Alfredo sauce and then cheese on
you
top?
You also got, like, truffle oil pizzas, which are...
Yeah!
I think that's a bit salt. More okay than
how is, wait,
garlic
okay, okay,
oil.
Wait, why? Just because it's fancier?
Just because it's fancier does not mean it's right.
You really got your face like right up on that mic. Which
yeah,
is
I get.
How you do it.
I get way up close and personal. I mean,
did
if you
just push the mic with your lips.
If I mean, if you, all right, it's kind of more shameful to admit at an hour where more people are awake. But if you listen to my show, you'll find that I know how these microphone bulbs, I call them, taste like.
Oh, okay.
Because sometimes I'm like a little
ooh,
bit...
Hey, describe yeah. the taste. Is it better or worse than garlic
you know,
oil?
You wouldn't believe it, but at least that one is kind of sweet.
Really?
I don't know if I want to know about this.
I'm not joking.
There's
DJ,
one way to
DJ
find
Pending,
out.
I bet you're not the only one who does that.
I'm sure I'm not. Well...
lip gloss, my dude.
I, but like,
oh.
how many people are rubbing their lip gloss? I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe
I don't know. I always keep like a safe distance away from the microphone.
I, my, you,
You keep a respectful distance.
Yeah, it has personal space.
DJ Pending is now caressing.
It's content.
I once described it as Frenching the mic.
Oh, wow.
Afterwards, I regretted describing it like that, but it was live on air and there was no going back. So,
how many people were on Shoutcast?
I mean, not a lot, but too many, considering that I...
Enough, yeah.
Enough to get me in some trouble with the FCC, I think.
Oh.
But they don't know my address. That's the key. You
know? They
living off the grid, but sort of on the grid, but sort of off the grid.
I toe the line.
Yeah.
Walk the razor's edge.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good. Well, the song that we just played is the artist's Night Tempo. The song's Usagi Funk from the album of the same song title. Mm. I'd say that this is another very good future funk artist. I believe we played a song from the album. I'm not kidding you. It's Pure Baby Maker.
Ooh.
Wait.
Okay, so Usagi is rabbit, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm so good at translations.
There you go.
That's right.
So this is rabbit funk?
Yeah, I think it's based more off of, you know, like Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
Future Funk, I feel like they need to start expanding their boundaries because I feel like it's literally just Sailor Moon at this point, and it kind of scares me.
See, I don't know a lot about Future Funk. I know a lot about Future Bass, but not Future Funk.
Is it as saturated with Sailor Moon?
No, it's not. It's more about... For a while, they were really into glitch aesthetics, which was really cool.
Oh, that's cool. Mm. I'll take that. That's actually very good. I haven't listened to much future bass, actually.
I put the unk in funk.
Yeah.
Just, what? I put the unk in funk.
Oh, that's good.
You're the uncle of Funkel.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Man, guys.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah.
Simon and Garf's uncle. Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I think just Simon. Yeah, Garfunkel not going to make it.
It's... Wait.
That joik. He thinks he's too good for us.
Anyways, I just realized that I missed out on a great DJ name of Uncle Funk. But
oh, that's good.
My name is
David,
DJ
if you
Uncle
wanna,
Funk.
If you want to take... No, it's like, yo, Uncle Funk here coming at you live. I don't know why I'd put on an accent, but I feel like Uncle Funk has an accent.
Coming at you live.
Uncle Funk here. Right?
Uncle Funk.
There needs to be like a foghorn thing, like, Uncle Funk in the station. You know?
Oh,
why
man.
Why do we have 9 listeners? Why do we have...
Wait, let's see how many we have now.
No, they stick around. You
yeah,
know?
They do stick around. We
this
still
is what
have
I've learned.
9.
They'll sit through any garbage. I don't know why.
I'm so proud of you all for just listening to us, I guess.
Yeah.
There's nothing to be proud of. I'm more happy for us.
We're proud of their perseverance.
I like the honesty.
I that's true. See, I'm very glad that my message is reaching so many people. And I think that I could really use this as a vessel for good.
DJ Remedy.
Alternatively, I could just tell them, like, my opinions on everything, and I would have a following.
Would you call that a force for good?
Well... It could be good. It's a force for me.
Is you good?
I hope I is good.
DJ Remedy, what is your message?
My message is to look on the positive side of things as much as you can and to try to spread that positivity to as many people as you can because when you give to others, it's really nice. I don't know.
I think
like,
this counts as our PSA.
Sure,
for the night.
Yeah.
Does it?
PSA.
I think.
No, I don't.
Be
I don't
good
think
to
that
each
counts.
Other.
That's
Uncle
still pretty
Funk
good.
Here, telling you kids on the streets to be good to each other.
All that we've got is each other in this weird world.
Yo, Uncle Funk in the house. Here to tell you that hold on to each other because you ain't got nothing left to hold on to.
Oh my gosh. That's so much.
I really love this character, Jenna.
Uncle Funk. And you know what? Probably Birds is about to be a 2-person show. It's going to be me as DJ Pending and my alter ego,
Hannah
Uncle
Montana.
Funk. And I'm gonna swing like 2 mics over close to each other, like
oh,
this.
So that you can like, here, wait, here we go.
Look at this double mic action. And so I'll be over here as DJ Pending.
Then over here is Uncle Funk.
You see?
Oh man, I don't know about this new innovation.
That's a really great visual joke for anyone who's in this station.
It's great that, yeah, the issue is the listeners won't really see the whole
thing. No.
Yeah,
it's for my own benefit, really. It's to keep them separate.
For our own benefit.
Yeah. That's
for ours and theirs, I guess.
Yeah.
But mostly ours. As we said before, we're doing this for us.
That's fair.
We're friends with shows that benefit us, so... Well, I don't know that I can say this. Can I say friends with benefits?
Whoa, did you just use the B word? You used the F word and the B word.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Well, I'm being paid to make it look like DJ Tolstoy has more friends.
It's true.
You're not being paid.
DJ Tolstoy, it's okay.
Upon hearing this, David has left the building.
Oh, there he goes.
There he goes.
Straight out the door.
He's gone now.
He's really running, actually.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Wow. You better be careful.
I've never seen a man run that fast.
Wow.
What's this? He's astral projected back into this.
Oh my gosh.
Recording studio.
Hey guys, I'm back.
Hello, astral projection of David.
Yeah, this is my conscience. I just couldn't leave in good conscience.
Oh, wow. See, a force for good.
Force for good.
Yep, it's official. That proves it.
That's right. You're a better person for listening to this radio station. I'm proud of you. You did it.
Well, so we're back to being proud of them for listening to us. We've gone full circle. But really, aren't we proud of... No, we're not going to do this again.
I'm proud of them and of us.
Okay.
Proud of us for having an audience. Proud of them for being the audience.
I think we've reached the same conclusion. DJ Remedy just kind of turned away from the mic and is now doing her own thing.
Shall we get to some music? Helping. Shall we play music?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay.
We're doing it.
Push those buttons.
Pushing the buttons.
Oh boy. We'll be right back.
what you want, cause a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
Yar, har, fiddle, dee. Being a pirate is a right to be. Do what you want, cause a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
You are a pirate.
Yeah.
We got us a map to lead us to a hidden box that's all locked up with locks and buried deep away. We'll dig up the box. We know it's full of precious booty. Bust open the locks and then we'll say hooray. A pirate is free. You are a pirate. Are you a hoy in the past? Dinky dee 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 fast. Hang the black flag at the end of the mast. You are a pirate. We're sailing away. Adventure waits on every shore. We set sail and explore. And Ren and Jim all day. We float on our boat until it's time to drop the anchor. Then hang up our coats until we sail again.
Oh,
doot.
Hopefully he will.
Wow.
And doot. Whoa, okay. I just realized sound works. Okay.
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Wow.
So,
awesome.
All right, so to ID the songs, we had the metric of the week with Patriarch on a Vespa from their third album, Live It Out.
Mm.
Oh, that's one that you like playing.
That's what Fantasies is like prime, like, I don't know. Live It Out is very good, too. But I hope they come out with a new album by this year, but we'll see if that goes down.
Mm.
We're hoping. Their last day of the studio was this past month. So, I don't know how long it's going to take for them to edit, mix, and release.
Hmm.
I'm not sure about that one. But the next one was the Lazy Town version of Ailstorm. Ailstorm's You Are a Pirate from the album originally is Back Through Time. Did you guys also know that the label is Napalm Records? I didn't.
The label's Napalm Records for the Lazy Town.
That's very,
The thing is, I think it's the same vocals. Like, exact same. I've spent way too much time listening to this song beforehand.
Hmm.
Like, because did you guys ever see the little, animatic for it?
No.
Yes. The LimeWire one?
Yeah. The other one? I don't know. The one that's still on, the one that still made it to YouTube, I guess.
Yes, I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah, that one. I know those vocals all too well because I probably spent a sizable portion of my life listening to it. And then Courtney Barnett with her newest single, City Looks Pretty, from her new upcoming album, Tell Me How You Really Feel. It's coming out this next month. It's next month. No, you can pre-order now. I'm not sponsored by Courtney Barnett, but I have a big crush on her, and it's lesbian day, so it's fine.
Just stay away from Kurt Vile, okay?
Oh my! Just
would
one
you
call
say
out
a bit
about
of a Kurt Vile man.
Yes, I would. And he is my enemy, and that ain't gonna change.
Oh my gosh! And guess what? We got a caller.
Ding ding ding!
They're on air.
Hey, welcome.
Greetings.
Welcome.
Oh, hey guys.
Hey.
Wow.
It's nice to hear from you, mystery caller.
Do you want to, introduce yourself to the listeners at home and
totally
or in vehicles?
If you don't, but if you do, that would be great.
You can make a pseudonym, even.
Oh, yeah. Pseudonyms are fun.
Well, I just went to the pseudonym, but I don't think I'll have one tonight. Hi, guys. I'm Andrew. I'm Rose's friend. I called last week, I think. I remember. Also in my room working on an essay, incidentally. Yeah.
It's lovely to hear from you, Andrew. What essay are you working on?
I'm in bioethics, and I'm writing about advanced directives.
Oh, wow.
Like, if someone tells you to do something, should you do it?
Ooh, well, okay.
That's cool, actually.
The question is Shia LaBeouf. The answer is yes.
So should you or shouldn't you do it?
So, there are cases where you pretty clearly should.
Okay.
We talked about in the Odyssey, in Homer's Odyssey, they're going to go through some silent, infested waters.
Mm-hmm.
So the captain says, tie me to the mast of the ship so that when we pass by, I am not tempted to jump into the water. And then they pass through the waters, and he's tied to the mast, and he hears the phone, and he says, guys, untie me.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, no, that's crazy. And then they pass through, and that's a case where we'd all be like, oh, this is a good idea. Sometimes you know in advance, like, you're going to make a stupid decision later, and we should restrain you.
Makes a lot of
and
sense.
There's, less clear things, and really unclear things, and cases where you shouldn't listen to people.
Okay.
I don't know. It's all right. Pretty messy. Yep.
Well, I look forward to the completed essay.
Yeah.
We're all looking forward to reading your essay.
Yeah.
We'll have it judged by a panel of adjudicators here.
Yeah.
And if we judge it kindly, then you might just get your PhD.
Exactly.
You've got to defend your thesis.
So,
thesis. Sometimes do things that other people say, but just sometimes.
Yeah.
It's nuanced. I like that.
Yeah. If we add all of us together, does that make us have the full power to grant PhDs? Is that how it works?
I think so.
Yeah,
I don't.
We.
I think
you have to have a PhD.
You have to have a PhD? Well, then who was the first guy to have a PhD? Did he just, like, declare, like, yeah, I'm pretty smart. I
can
do this.
Yeah.
I'm pretty smart, and I'm smart enough that I can say if you're smart or not. And guess what? You're not.
Did the guy who invented college go to college?
Did the guy who...
No. Pretty obviously not.
What if he went to his own college eventually?
But why would you at that point?
What? You were the guy who made college. I don't think you need...
Who are the chumps who, like, jumped on that ship, though, you know? Yeah, all right. Well, we'll pay you to tell us things that you say are true. All right. All right, strange man.
Hey, wait, hang on. If we like, go with that, though, then aren't we still chumps because we're still...
Oh, we are still chumps, but at least our knowledge isn't coming from one guy in, like, a bush or...
Why do you think it's a bush? What if it's like a stump?
Wait, no.
Or a rock.
In order to be a college, I think you have to have more than one dude. Like, if it's just one dude, then that's like a mentor.
But
that's
the guy...
Or a cult leader.
Or a cult, yeah.
I just want to say thank you, Andrew, for calling in and telling
thank
us
you.
All about your essay.
Yes, we appreciate
it. It's so wonderful to hear from anyone, especially you.
Yeah.
It's good. And we're really grasping at straws for things to talk about. So the fact that you came in and gave us new material is really appreciated.
Wait,
so
guys, good. I got more for you. Who wants to be the one to... read the walking is good exercise. You want
to
do it?
I used to read this every week.
This looks like
really
a job for DJ Remedy. And right. DJ Tolstoy is dying. Give her a bit, Remedy.
Okay.
She's got a...
All right, I'll let you...
We good?
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Wonderful. Walking is good exercise. This is a public service announcement. Although other physical activities can provide a more rigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Where those of you at home with sensitive ears, if you heard... For those of you at home with sensitive ears, if you heard a kissing noise being played repeatedly over and over again, that was DJ Pending kissing his mic.
That does not sound like me.
Is this ASMR now?
Oh, we could do an ASMR segment.
No.
I want to do ASMR. I'll just get really...
You just gotta get really... I'll just
sort of whisper in.
Someone help me. Oh, I'm just gonna go like crack some eggs right now.
Oh my gosh.
Do we have any, like, plastic bottles, too?
Oh, we can ruffle some bottles.
Someone come here and get me away from these people.
We're not supposed to have water bottles. I will be...
Who's that knocking at the door? It's me, ASMR.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, I think it's actually Uncle Funk.
It's Uncle Funk.
Uncle Funk, do you want to come in?
Yo, what's going on?
No,
what's happening, Medford? It's Uncle Funk in there.
You're literally almost in the overage. You're overaging the actual audio.
Uncle Funk, we're trying to do an ASMR segment here.
No. That was so startling.
Uncle Funk,
that was so startling.
Leave. Okay, he's going. He's going.
I'm sorry, listeners, for any...
This has been our Uncle Funk ASMR segment of the week.
I don't know
how
this is.
Thank you for tuning in.
Oh my gosh.
See, if we do it once, it's a tragedy. If we do it every week, then it's a segment.
Oh no. You come back no matter what finals you have just for this segment.
DJ Tolstoy, I'm just going to burst into your shows every now and then and start screaming.
I don't know if you guys have enough money to pay me to come back every week.
That's true, but we can always get your astral form here.
Mm-hmm.
That's
true.
Yeah.
We'll just do that. We don't run... We can't just pay for this out of pocket.
Wait.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, you're making more noises. How do you make that one? That was a good noise.
I don't know.
What?
How are you doing that?
So DJ Remedy's mic is being supported by... Some sort of rubber apparatus.
With it, guys.
You know, we don't have to, like, play music from other people. We can make our own music.
Oh,
guys,
no.
I'll say it. We should start a band.
Oh my gosh.
We could. Andrew, do you want to get in on this band?
I'd be down.
Okay.
All right, cool. There you go.
Okay.
We got another band member.
All right, guys. How are we gonna start this?
All right. Someone's gotta lay down a sick beat. Okay. I can't.
You can't.
I can try.
Okay.
Pop on in.
Why do you build me up? But I can't, baby, just to lay me down and mess me around. And
I don't know the rest of it.
Never call, baby,
when you say you will.
Da-ba-da-ba. I need you more than anyone does. Promise I'll always be true.
True.
Wait, is it true?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I promise that I'll never part. Why do you build me up?
Buttercup, don't break my heart.
You startled David. You startled his projectile form.
I'm easily startled, it's okay.
This kind of stimulation.
DJ Tolstoy, I think because we sang a copyrighted song, you have to log it.
You do kind of.
Yeah, it is long enough.
More than 30 seconds?
Why do you build me up?
It's enough. Okay. What song
it's all
is
about,
it?
It's all about the high note.
Why do you build me a buttercup? Build me a buttercup?
Just log the entire lyrics of the song.
No, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
We've broken
it. These are the words that we've said.
You've broken WMFO.
No.
WFO.
Are you still there, Andrew?
Andrew?
I am.
I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Are you there, Andrew? It's me. Remedy.
Margaret. Oh.
Margaret. Yeah, the joke was like, are you there, goddess me?
Alright, we're doing song.
The best jokes are the ones that you explain
okay,
afterwards.
Okay, we're doing
you.
The
I
song.
I kind of ruined
I'm
it, though.
I'm IDing it as,
no, you're good.
As
my bad.
Cover.
Okay. I wonder, do we then get paid the royalties for that?
No, the songwriters
Speaking
do.
Speaking as someone who has put some of their own music on the radio.
Play a song?
No. The answer is no.
Wait, I think Andrew had a question.
Yeah, a question? Yeah.
Do you have to pay every time you play a song?
See, okay.
We don't.
We don't, but there is, okay, I'm a little fuzzy on this because this isn't really my department, but from what I understand, we get a bill from all the royalty companies that are kind of like our catch-all that take care of it, or at least that we just pay a flat fee. I don't understand exactly how we do it, but I know a fee gets paid, but DJs don't.
No, we do not.
No,
we don't get paid anything.
Yeah.
We don't get paid, but we don't have to pay.
Right.
No, and so. Our payment is that people hear us and we get to talk.
Yeah.
Our payment is the attention of strangers.
We do only have 40 minutes left if we were going to do more music.
You mean 20
minutes? Left.
You just read the 40.
I just read the 40.
Thought, yeah, that's
like,
a number
yeah,
I can say.
Good.
Boy, oh boy, can I pronounce those digits.
Yeah.
That's a 4 and 0, so we must have 40 minutes left. It is a countdown, right?
Right.
We can just spend the rest of the show counting down.
What's better?
Yeah.
Well, okay, no, we're not going to do that.
Okay, that's not what's better, apparently.
What's better, laser tag or mini golf?
Mini golf.
Laser tag.
Laser tag.
Laser tag.
Dang. Mini golf, too.
All right, someone is in the station who does not have a mic, but she also voted for mini golf.
No, she voted for laser tag.
Don't you put... Oh, did you put...
Okay, wait, guys, what's better?
I voted for laser tag.
What's better, laser tag or lizard tag?
Lizard tag.
Lizard tag.
Lizard tag.
Because in that one, you're the one being tagged.
Lizard with a tiny little gun. Just like...
Oh my gosh.
A laser gun. That's really
and he blinks.
It's a lizard. Look out, he's got a gun.
Yeah, but the lizard thing kind of takes away the lasers, though.
This is enjoyable and frightening.
What if the lizard had laser eyes?
What if the lizard... You just threw lizards at other people and that's how you...
No! The poor lizard!
No. They have protective gear.
I mean, as hilarious as that would be, I think that falls under the realm of bioethics.
Right.
Yeah!
And it's a good thing that we have our expert on the line.
That's true. Andrew, as a bioethicist, is this...
fucking legal.
Oh. No! No!
That was not legal.
Oh, okay. Nine listeners, you just heard DJ Remedy say fudging live on air.
Oh my gosh.
Or funking or some other alternative, okay?
Stop drawing attention to it.
Okay, nothing happened.
Oh my gosh.
Let me die. Let me
nothing
die.
Happened.
No passanada, baby. I can.
Not in my house.
We can distract with playful song.
Yeah, we can start playing music again.
We will now return to your regularly scheduled program.
Oh, oh man. The night has taken a turn, listeners. A turn for the strange.
I don't know if it's the strange.
That's right.
Actually, I think it's pretty normal.
Welcome to the most apologetic hour on the radio.
Oh,
oh dear.
Oh, no.
DJ Remedy, I think you just have to be proactive about this incident and contact the FCC yourself.
No, I don't.
I hear that they knock like 2 years off your sentence if you do that.
Take me to prison. I'm so sorry.
Well, I can see them coming out the window right now, actually.
Oh my gosh.
Aren't you guys supposed to have like a delay for like...
No, we don't. We
have a delay.
I don't know. I'm just some random guy. I don't know anything about this.
What kind of delay? I don't know. We like just have a soundboard in
no,
here.
No, like some delay where if one of us F's up, then someone can bleep it or we can bleep it.
I mean, the thing is, that's when you can see it coming. I did not really expect my guest to use profane language.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, jeez.
This should just be like a big red button on the desk. So if anyone like slips up, one of you can just immediately reach for it.
Anyhow, as a bioethicist, is lizard tail legal?
Let's get back.
What a
yeah,
twist.
Let's
what
get back
redirect.
To the conversation at hand. Lizard tag, smash or pass.
Oh my!
This episode has a lot of challenging ideas in it.
Yeah, wait. What's
a vegetarian? No, but like at the same time, that sounds like a lot of fun. The utility of all that enjoyment may outweigh any concerns. Mm-hmm.
So, like
lizard.
Utilitarianism says, go for lizard tag, but
yeah,
which okay. translates to it's ethically okay because it's fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I will not condone. I don't know if I can condone like lizard tag.
Well, DJ Tolstoy.
I'm a little scared for the lizards.
There's a reason why you're writing a radio station for free, and why this guy is writing a paper on bioethics.
I'm
okay?
not running it. I'm only running a segment of it.
Okay, but still, you know, there's a clear, you know, stay in your lane.
Stay in my lane. Oh my god.
Is what I'm saying.
I can confirm as a vet tech intern, please do not throw lizards at people.
Okay, look,
see?
Vet tech
helmets
in, look,
or no helmets.
That's true. That's
oh,
fair.
Yeah.
I'm still going to trust the bioethicist here.
Oh my gosh.
Not that I'm pro lizard tag, but you know, if I'm going to base my what is that?
I am very much pro lizard tag.
Okay, well then in that case, I'll adopt those morals for my own.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you. Man, DJ Remedy just has like this stare. She's just looking off, thinking.
Yeah.
And you can tell that the earlier incident is still very much on her mind.
Man, I would really love to talk about anything else.
Yeah. We've lost three. There are six listeners.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
You offended them.
So it's my fault. It's my fault.
I can't believe you've done this.
In all fairness, that might have been when Uncle Funk showed up and screamed at them.
Yeah, I feel like this has been a wild ride.
Or it might have been when we started singing and I was trying to hit those high notes.
Oh my gosh.
It could have been from the ASMR incident too.
Yeah,
we
were just whispering
really
at them.
Listenership.
So we
after
well,
that.
But really,
did man, you just, this has been one episode of a show.
Just swear again.
No, it wasn't a swear.
I didn't swear again.
I thought ship. Okay.
Episode. Just like episode or episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Viewership.
Oh.
Yeah. No, there was
okay.
I would have caught it. I mean,
listenership.
I feel like I do need like I do
a
need
button.
Myself like a button now, like to
like a
shock collars on everybody.
That's okay.
I don't know about that. No,
Andrew, we've still got you on the line as our bioethicist. Is it okay to put shock collars on human beings?
Oh my gosh.
I'm a veterinarian. I don't condone anything involving humans.
Anything.
Nothing. No humans allowed.
From a utilitarian perspective, it prevents.
No. Okay. No. Hang on. Okay. Hang on.
What if I tell you that I have a lot of fun with it?
Okay. Well, then in that case, it has positive utility for you. So. I mean,
don't know. I don't know if we can mince utilitarianism and bioethics like this.
Too late. We're doing
it. Well, no. We can just talk about utilitarianism because Jonah has said that he gets.
Hey, DJ pending. We're in the station. I can't let the FCC find me.
This is a level of professionalism that I am not used to.
Only we can tell. We can tell.
Cactus Radio Show.
Hour.
Why was I ever allowed to have my own show?
Yeah, did you?
Because you passed training.
I did.
But here's the catch, guys. Everyone passes training.
That's no, that only got implemented with you, with your first semester.
with you pointing at
with
me.
With you.
They pitied me so much.
No, it's like, fault. It started
You've
with
wanted a radio
wait,
show
no,
for so long.
Wait, Remedy, did you? Wait, you had written exam too, right?
Though? Yeah, of course I did.
Okay, then you weren't the first.
They like, get, you know.
Wait, no, hang on.
What?
So everyone passed our training session.
Oh,
remember
Remedy.
When everyone did something wrong, I told them what the right answer was?
Well,
and then
yeah.
Basically was like, hey, what is this actually...
Well, yeah, but what if we nailed it on the first try?
Did you really?
No.
I got one question wrong, Jonah. I got one question wrong.
Was it about...
No, it wasn't.
It's by the way, it's DJ Pending right now.
Oh, geez.
Jen.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, Jen.
Oh, man, oh, boy, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, DJ Pending, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I don't actually care.
Okay. That's fair.
I just pretend to care.
Oh, I see. Just like in general or about this?
Always. But I really care about you.
Oh, my goodness. So are we going to play music or are we just going to talk? Because I'm good either way.
I mean, same. I mean, there are two more songs that I know, like, that haven't been played that have been expressly requested.
Uh-oh.
Because so far we've only played David's request.
Whoops.
And so
my request was You Are a Pirate.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
It is a very
I think
good
the kid friendly nature of that mitigates any
so
thing that may or may not have happened.
I'm so sorry.
During the show.
So, I don't know
if it works like that from an ethical perspective.
You're right. We should ask you.
We should ask you.
What do we do with DJ Remedy?
I'm ready to be sentenced to any sort of punishment.
Wow.
That's a lot.
It's the power of remorse right there.
What's in store for me?
She's weeping.
I'm begging, crying on my hands and knees right now. I desperately need to know.
We could write a song about this.
We could.
Should we get the band back together again?
No.
For old time's sake?
let's
Once
not.
More for old
okay,
time's
Okay, that's a bunch of no's.
Oh, wait, be careful with that arm. I feel like this is taking it to an extension that I'm kind of afraid of.
Just to be clear, this is not a human arm. This is like a microphone arm.
Be careful with your real live human arm.
I'd say, I'd always recommend being careful with your real live arms.
Whoa there, kid. Watch how you bend that arm.
Dick!
Did you... Heck. What was that... Oh, I thought you were like...
Yeah, I just just casually breaks my arm.
Don't tell me what to do. That'll show you, old man.
Stick it to the man. Breaks arm.
Wait, have any of you seen...
We still don't know what my punishment for stepping out of line was.
Yeah, though. We have to figure
Our
that
bioethicist
out.
Did any
is
of us
debating.
Ever see... While we're still waiting.
Did anyone else ever see Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby?
Nope. No, but I've heard about it. I do know of it.
Okay, so there's a bit. I don't know. I keep thinking I'm seeing flashing lights. Okay.
Spooky,
yeah.
Do you remember? We got a ghost caller one time, I think, while you were in the studio. And... For one of my shows last semester, like it kept flashing, but it wouldn't pick up.
That's weird.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think I remember. It was like it went on, and then it like
ooh. Immediately went off again.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm calling into a radio station.
Oh, did you hear about one time? Like, I actually got an email once because, like, there was, like, this thing where a DJ had called in. And, well, the DJ's ID access wasn't working yet because it was, like, the beginning of the semester.
Mm.
Is this just going to be a spooky ghost story?
Maybe.
Oh, no, I'm
buckle up, Buttercup.
I'm worried about jump scares.
Went for a...
It's not... There are no jump scares.
Bumpy ride.
Heck. Anyway, so, like, he called up to the station, and he was like, the person who called was like, are you the 9 to 5? And he's like, or, like, it was like, or no, it was like 9 to 10, because he was like, you know, the next hour up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah. And then there was, like, some grumbling, and then, like, it got hung up. And mm-hmm. then the DJ before him... Like, finally, like, one DJ got up to the station, and then the person who was in the station was like, you never called me. And then the same, like, number called and asked the same question, are you the 9 to 10? He's like, yeah. And then there was unintentional grumbling, and then spook. Spook.
That is spooky.
Spooky. Who is the mysterious Wolfmo ghost? Who knows?
If you're the mysterious Wolfmo ghost, feel free to. We have a caller currently, but.
We have what? Where?
No, we have Andrew.
Oh yeah. My gosh, I thought there was another one. Oh my gosh, I thought that we were going to have to
No.
Yourself. You've been scaring yourself. It's the ghost of Ricky Bobby. He's come back.
Will Ferrell, no!
More like Will Ferrell.
More like Won't Ferrell?
Totally.
I don't know.
Will Ferrell? Won't Ferrell? We'll just never know.
Will do Ferrell.
Will Ferrell do?
This is the worst part of the show.
This part of the show never ended.
Are you calling it here? Are you saying that this is
Are you
is
the 9
worst?
To 10? I'm Ricky Bobby.
We got another listener.
This is... Whoa, they're not going to last.
We got seven.
If you are the seventh listener, hey, I apologize.
If you're the seventh listener, call in right now, and I will actually really buy you a pizza.
Yeah, whoever just tuned in.
No, you don't.
Call in now, and please, I will literally buy you a
please
pizza.
Please stay. Wait, what...
I don't know. You know that's kind of binding, right?
Yeah, no, I'm very serious. I will buy you a pizza.
We have a second phone open.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
can do this if they decide.
If I call within the next 6 minutes, I will literally buy you a pizza.
Oh my gosh.
All right, yeah, should we start counting down?
No.
Well,
okay.
We don't really need to count down more so
360. 359.
Let's
358.
No. 357. We don't want to scare them off.
I think we're going to bore them off.
We could play some music while we wait.
We could play music, but
we may just be waiting for the next show.
Yeah, that might be...
No, there's no way.
I know. I'm just...
I think they're here to listen to us.
Andrew, do not destroy our hopes and dreams.
Andrew, you shouldn't let us down this gently from our hubris. We're riding high right
what
now.
What are you talking about?
Are we?
what are you saying?
Hey, DJ Pending, sometimes I just say words and I just let the words flow out of my mouth and I don't really think about it.
Yeah,
it gets me into trouble.
I can tell. We've seen that tonight.
Thanks, Pending. I really didn't want to relive my earlier, like, stress and anxiety.
Oh, it's okay.
It's totally fine, though.
It's okay, Remedy. It's no big
deal.
Oh my
gosh, I keep seeing the flash.
It's not there.
Oh my gosh.
Unfortunately, the flash
She was 2 weeks
here.
Away from retirement.
Barry Allen, the fastest man alive. He's not here.
I'll say it again. This is the worst part of the show.
Hey, guys, though. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. WMFO. WMFO. Wolfmo.
Give him a wink. Come
WMFO
on.
Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. WMFO 91.5 in Medford.
One mo again from the top.
Okay, this is the Small Cactus Radio Hour, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Perfect.
I will say, as a debrief, this is probably... I feel like this has been probably the most wonderful and most disorganized show.
Jump scare.
Jumps like we've ever had, but this was a lot of fun. Thank you guys all for coming out.
Yeah,
it's been an immense pleasure.
Thank you to DJ Andrew and DJ David.
Thank you. I enjoyed my time here, even though I may or may not be getting paid. Most Good. Likely not.
Yeah, you're
you
not
be getting paid in pizza if you're calling number
yeah,
six.
You can yeah, call wait, in. Wait yeah. a second. Hold on. There's,
that seems unethical.
Give me a quick sec here. Yeah, I got some
yeah,
time.
Next person to call in gets the pizza.
So. I'm gonna get a pizza.
No, I feel like no. That's that. I feel like
five,
that's not.
Five.
No, nine, that doesn't
one,
count.
Five.
That doesn't count.
9 6 3
Technically,
six.
This is all legal.
I know. Are you gonna buy? Are you gonna buy?
I
DJ
guess
Penny?
I'm gonna buy DJ Pending a pizza.
Hey Andrew, is this ethical?
I mean, do you enjoy it?
I'm not doing anything.
I have to spend money. But I do enjoy it because...